The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Man jumped 64 inches vertically to break Guinness World Record. Okay. New York State athlete broke a Guinness World Record when he successfully pulled off a 64.13-inch standing jump. Christopher Spell, 23, a Cortland Manor native, University of Buffalo graduate, said, can you imagine? He says he'd been training for 6 days a week since August of 2018 to pull off the feat that he finally accomplished on Sunday last. He said two previous attempts at the record were disqualified by Guinness due to the boxes he was jumping onto being declared too soft. The athlete's jump on Sunday successfully beat the previous record. I mean, somebody else is not. I mean, somebody else is, has too much time on his hands, too. The previous record of 63.6 inches. Speaking with WKBW Television, he said, when I finally made that jump, it felt so freeing. I'm just very thankful for everyone that supported me. I had tons of support in Buffalo. Christopher, hats off to you, man. I'm glad for you. I just get a kick out of the things that fascinate people enough or motivate them to do something unusual just for the sake of saying I did that. Now, if he were, say, looking for a position on a basketball team and could jump straight up vertically 64 inches, that's over, what, 6 foot, 6 foot, what is that? Figure it out, Julie. 72 inches would be 6 feet. So even at that, that's quite a leap. All right, back to more serious things. Again, this hour is our final hour here on the show to be able to plead, beg, cajole, entice, motivate you, whatever we need to do to get you to help us wrap up this campaign with Heart for Lebanon. And again, I don't take lightly the fact that many of you have already said, hey, I want to be a part of this, and you've done so. So I want to thank you again, those of you who've come in most recently that put us up to within 20 families of our need of 102 families to be provided for. Ann in Washington said, I'll take care of two of those families with a $696 gift. And Cynthia in Edgewater gave a $29 gift, as I explained earlier. That's enough to provide a family of six with what we're talking about, food, essentials for survival, and a Christian education for an entire month, $29 gift. Nerlita in Centerville gave $50. Diana in Broad Run gave $116. And Duane in Silver Spring gave 116. And, of course, that figure, 116, provides for 4 months. So we've tried to break it down in a way that anybody can participate. And so many of you have. And I, again, don't want to be remiss in failing to thank our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores because, as they always do, they've stepped in at right at the start of the campaign and said, look, we will offer an $8,000 matching fund challenge grant that folks can double their giving. And so you wisely and quickly took advantage of that at the start of the campaign. We're now in the back end of the campaign. We have 20 more families that need your help. And so I'm asking you to do something in this final part of the show. That today's it. As of midnight tonight, the campaign will be concluded. So you, of course, can still give online when you go home today up until midnight. It'll be on the web and may even be there first thing tomorrow. I don't know. But this is officially when we're trying to wrap the campaign up. And, again, the increments are 20 of you, just 20 of you listening right now in this considerable audience, 20 of you, who'd say, look, I can give a one-time gift of $348 for an entire year. That will get us where we need to be. Or if you prefer, you can get that same amount by giving $29 a month for 12 months. That will do the same thing. That will make a one-time $348 gift ultimately. 40 of you, if just 40 of you listening right now, could say, look, Don, I can't do the larger figure, but I could do 6 months, I could do $174. That will put us up and over the top. Or 59 of you giving what so many have given throughout this campaign, a four-month gift of $116. That will get us where we need to be as well. I really don't want to have to come here tomorrow and say, sorry, folks, we didn't make it. I would love to say, you've done it again. And I base that on your track record through the years. You have time and time and time again not only pushed us up to goal, but often you've pushed us over goal, which means that many more people get helped. But again, 888-249-5222 is the number to call. Your gift of $116, as I've said, provides 4 months of a Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for an entire family of refugees of six people. $348 one-time gift will do that for a year for a family. And as we've already said, $29 a month will provide that as you give it over 12 months if you'd like. Again, the number to call is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. If you want to go online, WAVA.com, click on the Heart for Lebanon banner, or just enter the keyword heart.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. This week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple 3-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Well, despite a warning earlier this month from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, that a minimum wage hike to $15 an hour by 2025 could put up to 3.7 million Americans out of work, Democrats in the House voted to do it anyway, raising the minimum to $15 an hour over the next 6 years. But even that's nowhere near enough for the radical leftist Democrat Rashida Tlaib, who's calling for $20 an hour. However, in addition to the CBO's recent warning, other well-documented studies have long indicated the constant push to raise the minimum wage has always been counterproductive in the long term. For example, a recent column by Jarrett Stepman over at Daily Signal reports, in 2016, California passed legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the law is being phased in with incremental increases, rising to the full $15 level in 2022. But he adds, the warning signs already indicate the policy isn't working. Well, joining us with his own perspective, Dr. Merrill Matthews, resident scholar at IPI, the Institute for Policy Innovation. It's a research-based public policy think tank. And Merrill's also well-known as a health policy expert, weekly contributor at Forbes, and much more.
So, Merrill, always look forward to talking to you about these things. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Don.
What's your own position on the real impact of a minimum wage?
It costs jobs, and it pushes technology forward. So, there is so much misunderstanding about this. It's amazing. All of your listeners know that if a product or something they like, let's say they like going to Starbucks, if they raise the price of that product significantly at one time, many of your listeners will say, I'll choose something else. I'll do without that for right now. We know that that happens in our lives all the time. Well, labor is what employers pay. That's the thing that employers consume. They pay for that. If you raise the price of that significantly, employers will consume less. It's the same principle. Now, some of the legislation they're talking about, including what the House passed, phase this in over time so that diminishes it a little bit if you're giving it 4, 5, 6 years, but it's still going to have a certain impact, and I think your listeners probably see that a number of places, including Walmarts and Paneras and other places, are now going to self-checkout in many cases because as wages are getting pushed up, some of them are looking for other ways to replace that labor that doesn't cost as much and never asks for a vacation.
And it's going to take its toll ultimately, whether incrementally or right up front. In the long run, it's going to be deleterious, isn't it?
Oh, it is deleterious, but that hasn't stopped states from doing it. The federal government hasn't raised it in a long time. It's still 7.25, but about three-fifths of the states have passed some type of legislation to bump up the minimum wage. In some cases, it's small, $8, $8.25. In other cases, it's much higher. There were several states that passed legislation at the beginning of this year to raise it to $15. Most of it phases in over time. And what we've said for some time is imposing a minimum wage is a terrible idea. It imposes a price control. But if politicians are going to do it, if you're determined to do it, it's better to do it at the state level than it is at the federal level, because a minimum wage that might work for New York City might be much too high for Mississippi, and one that might that you might pass in Mississippi, where the incomes are much lower, might not be that much help in New York City. So if you're going to do it more locally rather than federally.
It has long bothered me. I've always argued against a minimum wage because it's couched in emotion, number one, and it's also couched in words that really aren't justified by the facts that we don't have enough compassion. People are living below the poverty line. They need this help. And yet there's no commensurate concern over what it does to the employer, and especially the small businessman, and also what it does to the whole job market that you've alluded to already. I'm looking at a piece from the Daily Signal from a few days ago by Rachel Gresler, and she said some groups have tried to minimize this part of the picture, focusing instead on the 17 million workers who currently earn below $15 that would receive an income boost. But this simply means that for every 13 workers who would get a wage boost, one worker would lose their job entirely.
And most of those workers that we're talking about tend to be younger workers who are just starting out in the workplace, don't have training, haven't gotten a lot of experience yet. And oftentimes they're living at home and just getting started in the workplace. That's my first job. I got minimum wage back many years ago, and I lived at home and had a minimum wage. But as skills get better and you're trained more, those wages go up. You're given more responsibility, and your skills increase. So that's absolutely right. But it's not enough for Democrats. They've got to push this. And I say Democrats, a lot of Republicans will typically go along with doing this, making that push, because it's a price control. But here's the worst part of it, Don. It's so hypocritical, because the politicians are spending somebody else's money. It's not your tax money. It's telling the employer, it's forcing the employers to take more money out of their pocket to pay the, but then the politicians go out and say, pat me on the back for taking money away from that guy.
And again, it's got to come from somewhere, so prices go up to a certain point. But you also said early on that it accelerates or pushes forward automation and scientific development. In other words, this really does push for job replacement by machines more quickly, is what you're saying.
That's right. Jobs, machines that might not, machines, robots, robots, yeah, kiosks, and so forth, that might not have been affordable at a $7.25 minimum wage. If it's $15 or $20, it may look like, an employer may say that that kiosk or something else doing that work of somebody may now become affordable, and I'll just transition over to that. And it's not just Rashida. Tim Ryan, a Democratic presidential candidate from Ohio, when he first announced, he said he would be willing to go up to $30 or $40 minimum wage.
We're talking with Dr. Merrill Matthews. He's from IPI, Institute for Policy Innovation. That's their website, ipi.org. It doesn't appear that this particular effort on the part of the House has any hope in the Senate at this point, which gives me some hope. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that's right. Though, as I said, Republicans have often voted for minimum wage increases, and they haven't voted for an increase in some time. So you wouldn't want to hold your breath that they don't do it. But the other thing we need to mention is that when you bump up the minimum wage, the lowest skilled people now get a higher wage, and those who were making if for instance we have $7.25 right now, if you move it up to $15 an hour, those who are over the people making the minimum wage, employers have to essentially bump them up too. So you get a chain reaction all the way up the line. So it's not just helping the person who's at $7.25. You push the salaries up all the way up the line because other people who were above that minimum wage person feel like they should still be above it in terms of salary.
And as we've already said, one of the effects is job losses. And in addition, does it not have an impact or an effect on the available capital for an employer to perhaps develop his business or expand it? In other words, it really does tend to shrink the economy.
That's right. Yeah, you're giving more money to people, and the employer has less to be able to spend on capital investment. Now, what you want is employers who make the best decisions that they can on how to invest those dollars. And in some cases, that's providing a higher wages for people so that they retain good workers. In some cases, it's providing benefits for people. So the employer who may be thinking, I want to give my people health insurance benefits. The law comes in and says you've now got to pay them $20 an hour. The health insurance benefits, additions to their 401k or something like that, may go out the window. So there's trade-offs in that.
What do you see as the immediate future of this? You've already said that across the states it's beginning to spread on a local level. I think the District of Columbia is in that same situation.
Some cities also. Seattle has passed its own minimum wage increase.
And is it a trend that's irreversible, or is this where we're headed?
I suspect we will continue going down this route because so many see it as viable and helping people, even though once it's done, you get the reports of various employers who are laying off, cutting back, and raising prices. But to politicians, they see it in many cases as a way to, in essence, buy votes with somebody else's money.
And one of the early indications reflected out in California was in the restaurant industry. Nearly one
right.
out of 10 in areas with recently increased minimum wage have closed an operation since the cost hike. 71% have attempted to pass along the rise to customers by raising menu prices, according to new research. That from the Restaurant Business Online report.
And I believe I recall some menus actually putting on there that this is your minimum wage increase in action and pointing out how much more you're having to pay for that, just so people know. But then there's the issue. If a restaurant raises its prices and people say, well, that's just too much, I'm going to go over here to a less expensive place, not only do you charge do you increase the cost of the employer for the wage, but you may decrease the income as people look for cheaper alternatives.
Dr. Merrill Matthews, Institute for Policy Innovation. Their website is ipi.org, ipi.org. We're going to take a break. Come back. We have much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the... Feel Blue Star work fast for you.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In a country of nearly 1.3 billion people, only 2% of India's people are professing Christians, and the persecution of Christians there is on the rise. Indian laws prohibit converting a person through, and I quote, force, allurement, or fraudulent means. That sounds fair, but because of the law's vagueness, even a mention of hell can send Christians to prison, or worse. While at a birthday party, a man named Hadi began talking to others about Jesus. Many were interested. Before long, Hindu militants showed up at the house and savagely beat him, simply because of his faith in Jesus. Join me in praying for Hadi's protection and for other Christians in India.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Very heavy delays on 395 southbound. It begins before the Pentagon, and part of this is because of a crash that's taken away your three right lanes at exit 6. This is between King Street and the Shirlington Quaker exit. So three right lanes taken away. You got to squeeze all the way over to the left, with police, fire, and rescue on the scene. Once you get past that, things look pretty good as you make your way down towards the Beltway on 395.
The T.J. Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
I'm Christine Eads with traffic on 105.1 WAVA.
We had thunderstorm watch in effect till 9 p.m. A showered, heavy, gusty thunderstorm over the area early this evening. Partly cloudy overnight, humid, low 67 to 71. Quite warm but sticky tomorrow. Intervals of clouds and sun. A spotty afternoon thunderstorm, high 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 69 to 73. Clouds and a couple of showers Friday, maybe a thunderstorm, high 86. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
Once again, want to thank you for what you've been doing in our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. We're in the final hours of that campaign, and start of show today, we still had 20 families that need your intervention, need your generous giving. So as we wrap up this afternoon, I hope that you will, if you haven't done something, you really will take this moment to invest in something that I know is extremely near the heart of our Lord, Heart for Lebanon. Stay with us.
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Why should you give to Heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting him as their personal savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
It's really the Christian response to the entire situation happening in the Middle East, and it's our opportunity right now to respond and be a part of what God is doing. That was Camille Melke, by the way, our co-founder, along with Tom Adam, who's actually here today. That was Camille from Lebanon, and just, I think, building a great case of why it's so important for us to be involved right now. To be a part of what God is doing there, it's as simple as a phone call today. A $116 one-time gift is going to provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for an entire refugee family. That's average family is about six. So that takes care of not one, but six people. And if you could make a generous gift of $348, you'd care for a family for an entire year. If you can't make a one-time gift, you want to break that up into a monthly investment, less than a dollar a day, $29 a month. We'll take care of this family as well. 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. We have people standing by right now ready for your call. Or you can go online. It's really simple, fast to give there at WAVA.com.
You know, Tom, as Jack was just talking about it, and we heard from Camille a moment ago, I've often said, as we all know, we have a saying, nature abhors a vacuum. And if we wonder how America has come to where it is spiritually and morally, the church, I believe, has failed largely, not every church by any means, not every Christian, but largely the church has failed to be the salt and the light right here in our own culture. There's a vacuum in the region where God has placed you that's, you've already alluded to it. It's going to be filled with something. It's being filled with something even now, and we have a choice of changing or deciding what that something's going to be.
This is our moment in time. This is our Esther moment. This is the time, if you don't like what's happened in the Middle East, now's your time to do something about it. Now's the time to change it. Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. 15 young men made this mess that we call the Syrian Civil War, and just 15. And look at the mess that's been going on for 8 years, millions of people displaced, thousands killed. Now, God never wastes a crisis. And he has allowed it for some reason. And I believe, it's just my personal opinion, that he allowed this to happen to, so that many Syrians could come into the country of Lebanon, like 2 million of them, you know, who are wide open to the gospel of to Jesus Christ. And how dare we not prayerfully consider what we can do to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's the reason it's so vitally important. We don't know when this window will close, when the opportunity will be over. And I and my wife, as we looked at this crisis, as we looked at this personally in our finances, in our prayer life, I don't want to sit back and look back at this period of time and regret that I did nothing. I want to do whatever it is I can do. My wife and I want to be as generous as we can, and we're doing everything for our local churches and a few other ministries as well. But Henry Blackaby said it best, find out where God is working and then join him quick, because he's going to work someplace else tomorrow maybe, and time will be up. This is the moment in time to make a huge difference. So I'm asking you to join us, because this is extremely important. If we don't reach them, if we don't rescue them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the radical groups are already at the front door knocking.
We can't all do it entirely. God, I love the fact that God structured it so that none of us can fix the whole problem. He's made us, I believe, intentionally interdependent on one another. And Heart for Lebanon cannot do it all by themselves. They need your partnership. All these ministries that we bring to each month, they are legitimate, powerful ministries, but they each one need partnership. And that's all we're asking you to do, is be a partner with a ministry that's on the ground and really making a difference, eternal difference, not just for a moment or two, but an eternal difference in the lives of so many hundreds and even thousands of these folks in these refugee camps right now. We're going to give you more information in a couple of minutes, but right now before this break, let me give you the phone number, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. $116 provides 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six in Lebanon right now. $348 will do that for an entire year. Just a one-time gift of $348 will take care of that family. Or if you want to break it out over 12 months, it's $29 a month, and that's less than a dollar a day. However you want to do it, here's the number, 888-249-5222, online WAVA.com. And when you click on the Heart for Lebanon banner or enter the keyword heart, it'll bring up the Heart for Lebanon banner or page rather, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, Tom, you said there's some videos there.
There's two videos down there that will give you paint a picture for you what it's like for a refugee family and what our work is like, because it just doesn't end with sharing with them some physical and emotional needs and spiritual needs. It helps. We sit there and we disciple them. That's why there's people in church.
WAVA.com. Check it out.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief to so many refugee families in Lebanon. Families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Thank you for what you've done so far, but we only have a short time left in this month of July to complete our campaign of helping provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 102 of those dear families. And we still have a number of those families hoping and praying for our help. So would you call right now with your most generous gift? $348 will provide for a family of six for a full year. $174 will provide for 6 months. $116 will provide a family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
For 40 years, A-Action has been Washington's premier AC, plumbing, and electrical company. Why? A-Action employees get specialized training and average tenure of 22 years. Our straight-up-front pricing means no surprises. A-Action's warehouse on wheels with thousands of parts means your job will be completed same day. Our techs wear floor protectors. Why? Because we are in your home. So for premier AC, plumbing, and electrical service, go to aactionhomeservices.com or call 703-922-1900.
aactionhomeservices.com.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Heart for Lebanon. I love the name of the organization. I love what it does even more. It is the heart of the Lord Jesus being expressed in tangible ways in a world of crisis and in a specific area of crisis that's really overwhelming. I mentioned at the outset of this hour, imagine someone showing up at your house. Now, really, think about this for just a second. Try to picture. You and your family are in your home. You're conducting your daily lives, and somebody shows up armed to the teeth, so to speak, and tells you in no uncertain terms, you've got 15 minutes to get out of here, permanently out of here. Not go around the block, but leave everything you've got. Now, am I exaggerating, Jack, that actually is a true story?
It is a true story. It sounds like a nightmare, but for a refugee family that I met in Lebanon, that was absolute reality. 15 minutes after that knock on the door, the Syrian army started firing. Father of this family was shot in the leg. Eventually lost that leg due to his injuries. 5-day journey by foot. Now imagine that. You're injured. 5 days they had to walk. He brought his family into Lebanon, where they now live in the back of a farmer's field. When we met them, they live. They're in an irrigation hut, basically. There was water done running through this thing. But honestly, one of the most hospitable families I've ever been with. The children in this family, though, you could tell. We sat in with them, heard the story about how they left their country and now were displaced in Lebanon. The children, you could tell, just have memories that haunt them, that terror that day. But you know what they told me? This was the amazing part about this story. They actually said, through a translator to us, "We're glad this happened." I was like, "What?" They said, "Yeah, we were Christians in Syria. We knew about Jesus, but," he said, "until we met Heart for Lebanon, we never knew that Jesus could be our Savior." And folks, that's why Heart for Lebanon exists. It's why we're asking for your help today, because, you know, as you give us the opportunity to share the real reason Jesus came, to have a personal relationship with everybody on the planet Earth, not just us in America, not somewhere around the corner, but halfway around the world in the Middle East, and sometimes through really difficult circumstances, that's how people meet him. But it doesn't happen without your help. Here's the great news. It doesn't take a lot to make this happen. Less than a dollar a day. In fact, just $29 a month. And if that monthly investment doesn't work for you, then one-time investment. You know, $348 takes care of a family just like this for an entire year. Maybe you want to make a gift of $116. That would take care of 4 months. Just be as generous as you can when you make the call right now. 888-249-5222. Again, the phone number is 888-249-5222. 5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children, was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this: when you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
It's as simple as a phone call right now at 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or you can go online to WAVA.com, click on the Heart for Lebanon banner, or enter the keyword heart. That'll make it really simple and very fast for you to give. WAVA.com.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 20 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code FUEL. Save money on gas on every fill up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL. That's F-U-E-L.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief to so many refugee families in Lebanon. Families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Thank you for what you've done so far, but we only have a short time left in this month of July to complete our campaign of helping provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 102 of those dear families. And we still have a number of those families hoping and praying for our help. So would you call right now with your most generous gift? $348 will provide for a family of six for a full year. $174 will provide for 6 months. $116 will provide a family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
If you are interested in free speech,
this decision is disappointing and troubling.
If you are interested in religious liberty,
they're being incarcerated for one reason only. It's his faith.
If you want your constitutional freedoms protected,
the court clearly overstepped its authority.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live.
The court instead rewrote the law, something they do not have the constitutional power to do.
Weekdays at noon on WAVA.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com.
Heart for Lebanon. I love the title because it really reflects what it's all about. It's a heart issue, folks. Tom Adama here with me, Jack Hibbard, both from Heart for Lebanon. And Tom, as co-founder of this ministry, I'm sure it brought you and your wife to some major decisions you had to make as this unfolded and went even in a whole new direction from what you've told us than what you thought originally was going to be the case. Talk to us about how you resolve this in terms of releasing everything to do what God is calling you to do.
Well, if anybody asks me today, can you teach us how to be in God's will, because we are assuming you're in God's will, I say, well, here's what you need to do. Pray and do what God calls you to do today. And when you get down the road 4 or 5 months from now and look back, you'll be in God's will. It's just that simple. If you asked me back in 2001 when I said yes to God to go to the Middle East, teach leadership, that it would end up where we are today, I'd say you're crazy. No way. If you knew my history, there's no reason why I should be doing what I'm doing. It's only by God's grace. So my wife and I, what really winds our clock, and we have to do this every day, is to pray that God will use us effectively in fulfilling the Great Commission. The Great Commission isn't for somebody else. It's for me. It's for us as a family. For me and my wife, now that our kids are up and married and we got grandkids and that whole scene. But that doesn't excuse us from not doing the Great Commission. It's an imperative. Go. Make. It's an active verb there. Make disciples. And that's what Heart for Lebanon is. So what winds us, what keeps us going every day, is when I hear stories of disciples that are being made. When you help us reach a family, a child in a family of six, you're really building the next indigenous mission force for the Middle East, yea, the world. This is our opportunity. So what winds my clock is when I see people in discipleship, I see people going that. We have the few people that got out of Lebanon that have been through our program. Some are with Operation Christmas Child. One's a pastor of a Syrian church in Canada. Two worship leaders in Germany, one in Stuttgart, one in Munich. Hillsong Church in Australia has one of our refugees on staff and as a pastor of adults, and hundreds of them all over the world that are just good, solid, born-again Christians living life and doing jobs to make their families successful in this world. just living out the gospel. That's what winds my clock. But you have to remember that that's the exception going around the world. 98% of all the people that we work with will never go any place but back to Syria someday. And but they're going to go back to Syria on fire in depth for Jesus Christ.
888-249-5222. Why would you not want to be part of something God is doing in that region? Troubled region it is. God's there, and I believe he's inviting you and me to step in and be part of it with him. 888-249-5252. I'm sorry, 888-249-5222, online WAVA.com.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.